People don't spend money on how you get them there. People invest money in arriving at a solution. You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 382. And today, let's uncover what's going to help you win clients that are willing to invest $3K and more to work with you. You ready for this? Let's get started. Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Get ready to ramp up your revenue, amplify your impact, and make your mark in the world. This is the show for experts, thought leaders, and service professionals who want to shatter their limits and achieve that next level. You're going to find out from other experts and influencers how they made it. Now, let's get amplified. Hey there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Melanie Benson, authority amplifier to expert-based entrepreneurs who are ready to reach 5 and 6 figure months as an impact-driven entrepreneur. And today I want to unpack, we might even consider this a little bit of a case study. What does it take to win ideal clients that will invest $3K, $5K, $10K to work with you? And I want you to take notes. This is going to be a unpacking of something that I've seen working in my business and with my clients and with my colleagues who are easily selling these higher ticket packages. So if you have been concerned about how do I raise my rates, if you've been wondering, will people really pay more to work with me? If you've been wondering, what do I need to do to really scale and bump up to the next level, what I'm charging, this is for you today. And I've noticed that there's a current in the market where a lot of people who recognize that there is so much value in investing more to work with a talented, proven results type expertpreneur like you, and they are willing to invest these higher sums of money because they recognize that they're going to get more from you. But we got to make sure you're actually delivering more in the process. Now, what I'm going to outline for you is part of what I call the $1 million visibility strategy. And as an authority, as somebody who has expertise, there are 7 key things that when you do these 7 key things consistently and you really dial them in and optimize them for your business, you're going to start to see not just 5-figure months, but you're going to be able to eke into that 6-figure, maybe even higher revenue generating months because all of the parts of your business are really dialed in and you're able to make crystal clear to your community, to the people that you most want to work with, how you help them solve their biggest, most pressing problems. What this process does is it helps you stand out in a crowded market and be seen with the value that you offer the world. Now, if you want to understand the entire framework, go right now to melaniebenson.com/framework. And that's where you can download my free guide, The $1 million Visibility Strategy. And this is the entire 7-part process that I teach my clients in the $1 million Authority Mastermind, and we unpack pieces of this in the 100K Authority Accelerator. If you head to melaniebenson.com/framework, you'll be able to download the entire 7-step process that I teach in the $1 million Mastermind. You'll be able to understand how all the pieces fit together and what you need to be doing differently right now to be able to reach more clients and boost the revenue. Before I jump into the 3 elements that need to be in place, the 3 steps that they're going to help you win these clients that are willing to invest at least $3K to work with you, I want to share a story about somebody that I tried to hire once, or at least I spoke to about hiring, and how I started to see the importance of these 3 components. Now, this person had been highly recommended to me. They did some copywriting / kind of launch management. And I really actually got a lot of excitement from reading their messaging. And I always do my reconnaissance. I check out social and all that. But when I got on the phone with them, things started to fall apart. And the triad of elements were not there. So first of all, the person jumped way too quickly into selling. And there had been no value and no positioning established at this point. So selling is an art, and it has to happen in a way that follows the first two elements that I'm going to unpack for you today. And even though this person had authority positioning and was magnetic in their messaging and their copy, what was missing was there was no value positioning before they got into selling. And they weren't able to demonstrate a track record of results in a way that supported the enormous fee that they wanted to charge. And what I took away from that experience, which, because every time I'm on either side of the selling process, it's education, right? It's knowledge, it's wisdom building. And what I realized in that moment was, first of all, the messaging was great. The authority positioning was there, but it was weak. And authority positioning is your ability to position your results, your track record, why you over someone else. The value proposition was not there, so they could not quickly identify the value of working with them in a way that matched the five-figure investment they were laying out. And the selling was really bad. I love being sold too well. This was not good selling, and it skipped all the important steps. So why is this important to you? Because this is a great study in what not to do and what it really takes to win over these higher ticket opportunities. Now, let me contrast that with something that's happened. And I've mapped this out on the show before, but I want to bring it back in. A client who heard about me in this very interesting way. So this client was looking for information about how to stop being a best kept secret by getting himself more visible. And he'd heard about being a guest on podcasts, and it got him really curious. And so he started doing research, and he ran across this company that sells podcast bookings. And then from there, he saw a testimonial about somebody who used the podcast services, booking services, and saw that he had a podcast. And so he listened to the podcast. And the first interview up was me. The first one in the queue was a conversation about being a best kept secret. So step number one, be seen with a magnetic message and an authority. Okay, so we're seen and I'm being experienced. So now he's like, ooh, this is exactly what I'm struggling with. Oh, Melanie has a podcast too? Let me go binge her podcast. So now he's gone over to my podcast and he's listening to my show. He's starting to download all of the freebies that I offer. And within 48 hours, he had booked a consultation. He booked my fast track session, which is how I meet with somebody to evaluate what it is they're wanting to accomplish, give them some tips and insights about their positioning and about their messaging. And then we decide if working together makes sense. Well, before I was even done on that call, he had already decided he wanted to work with me, probably even before we ever got on the call, because the value proposition was there, the authority positioning was there, the need was there, and it was just understanding what it was that I could deliver and was that an investment he was willing to make, which he was. It was a very high four-figure investment at the time, and he jumped right on it. He's like, I just need to check in with my partner, but I'm all in. Heard back from him less than 24 hours later, we're a go, send me the contract, boom. Okay, so why was that so easy? All of the pieces of the process that I'm going to map out for you were in place. I was seen consistently with a magnetic message as an authority in that person's eyes. I could position the value and a track record of results to this client. And not only that, but that was demonstrated before he ever got on the consultation call with me. And I knew how to structure the sales conversation in a way that not only added value into his life, whether we worked together or not, but I didn't make one invitation or offer until I knew that the value had been established, the positioning was there, the results were a match with his desire and what I knew I could deliver, and it was the right fit to work with him. That's what's missing for a lot of people. And when you charge more and more money, the more important these three components are. Whether you're meeting one-on-one with somebody or you're selling in a one-to-many format, like a webinar or a group sales call, doesn't matter. You have to be able to deliver those three pieces crystal clear so that people know how to work with you. So let me unpack them really quick. Number one is positioning and being seen as the authority. Part of that is going to be your magnetic message. Part of that is being able to showcase through your content, through your communications, through your videos, through your interviews, how you are an authority that can drive results. And that there are real results there, not just made up results or things that you learn from a mentor, but you can actually bring results, even if those results have been through your own process for yourself and your business. So you need to be seen consistently with those things congruent. And that, number one, is going to set you apart, but it's also going to develop a sense of trust. One of my friends calls it, we have a trust tsunami. We have a social trust breakdown in the market. One of my previous clients, that's what she talks about, because a lot of times people say they can do something, but they don't, or they're allowing non-ideal clients into their world. And that certainly happened to me along the way. Been big learnings every single time, but you have to be able to recognize where your authority positioning matches the value proposition of what you deliver. Now, okay, so first pillar, first piece that has to be in place to win those bigger clients, you have to be seen as an authority with a magnetic message, demonstrating results, because their credit, their belief in you has to be high going into the conversation. Second, you have to know how to position and sell the value of your work. You have to be able to connect the dots between the results that that person wants and your process, but not sell the process. Nobody cares about your process at this stage. And when you charge higher ticket, that value that you deliver has to be a no-brainer for the investment. So here's an example. I worked with a client a couple years back who was completely undercharging in his market, but yet he was comparing his prices to other people who do what he does. And that is a big mistake in this process. And I said, I don't care what other people charge. I care what you are able to command and receive. And that was like a big mind blow for him, right? Like he was like, oh, okay, I never thought about it like this. Because on average, he was delivering results in the millions or at least in the hundreds of thousands to his clients. And I said, if you could double your rate and you could get really good at selling the value versus your process, like what you bring, it's not about what you bring, it's what you help them achieve. And can they do that without you? Big light bulb moment. Now, here's the interesting thing. Most people have a very difficult time discovering that part of them on their own, which is why I teach a process called 100K at 3 Accelerate. It's a 12-week accelerated, done with you program that helps people monetize their visibility. And so one thing we spend an entire day on is how to uncover the value in what you do and position it and price it right. Because if you don't do that well, everything else breaks down. So you have to be able to sell the value and position the value of what you do and what result that is, and know that that matters to the client. Which brings us to factor number three, which is you've got to know how to sell masterfully. I call it zero friction selling, because when you're doing this well, you never have people questioning the value. They may not have the ability to invest, and that's part of your pre-qualification process. But if you've done everything right, they're in. They want to work with you. They they're going to see the value of investing 3K, 5K, 10K, whatever it is, 20K. Okay. I mean, I know people that charge 50K, 100K and get it because the value proposition is there. They're really good at helping people understand how to get a result that will make that investment the best investment they've ever made. That means you need to know how to sell confidently. You need to embrace the opportunity to help people solve their biggest problems like this. So you want to know how to win clients that are willing to invest 3K or more? You've got to get good at those three things. Being seen as the authority with a magnetic message. Okay, so be a guest on podcasts. Get really good at your authority content. I actually teach an entire workshop on that because it is so critical and important. You need to be able to sell the value, position the results, and get away from selling your process. You can explain the process once somebody knows they want to work with you, right? They're all in. Then the process becomes more relevant. And you need to be able to sell masterfully with confidence and courage and boldness. Sometimes you have to make a stand for the client who wants this and help them overcome their fears, their patterns, and their limiting beliefs. Because you know how to get them where they want to go, but they've had such a track record of not believing in their decision-making that they can't do it on their own. They need you. Sometimes you have to make a stand for them. That's part of zero-friction selling. If you know that it's time for you to up-level the type of program you're offering, it's time to scale the reach of your work. Maybe you want to simplify how you're delivering your programs. Maybe you want to really up level into high ticket, but you have no idea where to start. Let's book a fast track session. If you're really committed to doing this right now, I have a couple different ways we could work together. I don't want you to wait one more minute to start helping people at such a higher level of impact and integrate at this level what it's like to know that you're going to help people and transform their lives and get paid well to do it. And let me tell you, the type of clients you're going to attract, it's a dream. It's such a beautiful experience at this level. And you can do it. You are ready for it. Now you just got to step into it. So if you want that fast track session, I'll link up the page here in the show notes of how to book a fast track session with me. Thanks for tuning in today, Amplifier. Be sure to join us right now in the Amplify Your Authority community at authorityamplifiers.com, and I'll share my 7 proven tips to be a highly paid expert that stands out in a crowded market. Plus, we're going to keep this conversation going, and I want to hear from you how you're going to amplify your authority and make a greater impact. Before you go, please take a minute to give our show and our guests some love over on your favorite podcasting platform. Subscribe, rate, and review. Leave your full name, and I'll spotlight you and your authority on social media.